Pop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Ceiling 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, and this is Glenn Riggs, ready to start off another week in the thrilling adventures of Hop Harrigan. Before we return to our story, however, I want to say that Hop and a board of judges spent many hours over the weekend opening letters and reading some of the contest ideas suggested by you listeners. But because each suggestion is given much thought and careful consideration, which it deserves, we've not yet been able to make much of a dent in the pile of ideas which was received. All I can say at this time is that practically all of them showed a great interest in the program, for which we're grateful. And a number of the ideas we've already seen look like they'd make crackerjack contests. So, of course, that doesn't make our job of selecting the best idea any easier. Well, you just have to bear with us and give us more time. We promise to go as fast as we can, and barring accidents, we may be in a position to announce the contest in approximately 2 weeks. In the meantime, keep on listening, and don't forget, America needs liars. And now to our story. Recovering the German aviation secrets after a narrow escape from the burning building, Hop, Tank, and the American agent Walters made their way past enemy guard lines and patrols to a small landing field where an Allied plane was to pick them up and fly them out of Germany. At 2 a.m., the time set for the rendezvous, a great fleet of Lancaster and Halifax heavy bombers roared overhead toward Berlin, drowning out the sound of a single-engine plane coming into the field from the north. However, just as the ship rolled to a stop, Nazi rifle fire poured a hail of death from the surrounding woods. It was a trap. As we continue today, Hop and Walters have just reached the plane. Walters has climbed into the cockpit when suddenly Hop notices the Tank is not with them. Turning, he sees Tank still at the edge of the field, firing at the Nazis with a submachine gun, valiantly trying to cover Hop's escape. The pilot revs up his motor, refusing to wait any longer to take off. As the wheels start to roll, Hop gives the envelope containing the vital information to Walters, shouting over the noise of the engine and gunfire.
Here, you deliver the papers to the Allied High Command. I'm not leaving. I'm staying with Tank. So long, and good luck. Tank! Tank! Tank, where are you?
Over here, Hop, behind this tree. Step on it.
Bugs
are coming. I'm heavy.
Yeah, flop down quick. Tank, you idiot. What's the idea? Why didn't you get to the plane?
I couldn't. I tripped and fell. By the time I got up, you were almost there. I would have held you up. Oh, no, you don't, Heine! What did you come back for, Hop? You could have gotten away easy.
Not without you. I couldn't leave you in a spot like this.
What about the information?
I gave it to Walters. He'll carry it through.
Yeah, if that plane gets off the ground, okay. The Nazis are shooting it full of holes.
And the pilot's taxiing to the other end of the field to get into the wind.
He'll never make it with all the lead they're throwing at him.
That searchlight over there on the left. Have him right in the beam. Tank, you think you can knock it out?
I don't know. Looks like about 800 yards. And the face of it is angled off away from us.
Try, Tank. You've got to blast it out. That plane will never make it. Look, in that patch of woods there, heavy machine guns. They're waiting for the takeoff. They'll cripple him as soon as he's 10 feet off the ground.
Hey, look, it's starting to take off.
Get that searchlight, Tank. Get it.
Keep your fingers crossed. Nuts, I missed it. I can't hit the lens at that angle.
It's turning, following the ship down the field. Try it now.
I only got 20 rounds left.
Now, Tank, blast it. You've got to. You did it, Tank. You did it. The light's out.
Here she comes.
Machine guns didn't even touch them. They couldn't see.
Yeah, but now they're pouring it into us. We gotta get out of here.
Right. How many rounds have you left for the gun?
Four, I think.
I've adjusted for single shot action.
If
Got to make them count. Come on now.
Okay. I don't like the neighborhood either. They play too rough.
Well, head through this patch of woods. Keep down as low as you can. Crawl on your hands and knees.
Right.
Let's go.
Oh, baby. Sounds like a whole division is there.
Ah, they're firing blind. I can't see where we are.
Yeah, we can't see them neither. We'll have to plow right into them. Hey, what cooks now?
Probably an order to cease firing. Yes. Dying down.
Yeah, they ain't giving up, are they?
I doubt it. They must be regrouping their men to try to find us.
Oh, I don't like that.
Take it easy now, Tank. Slow down. We're coming out of the woods into another clearing.
Look, over there. About 10 yards to the left. You see? Some kind of a light is flashing.
Hold up a second.
See it?
Yes. It's moonlight. Flashing on a bayonet.
Yeah, you're right. I can see the guy. It's a Heine soldier.
And he's all alone.
Hey, we can use another gun like that rifle, for instance.
That's just what I was thinking. Come on, quietly now.
Baby, we sure are nuts.
What are you laughing about?
Well, it just struck me funny. We got about a million Heinies chasing us, and here we are chasing one of them.
Now, quiet. We're coming up to him.
What do we do? Pop a slug into him?
No. That would bring the rest of them down on our necks. His back is turned. We'll get right behind him, and I'll tip his helmet forward over his eyes. Then you crack him over the head with the butt of that submachine gun.
I got you.
Easy now. You're just ahead. Here we go. I'll tip his helmet. Slug him, Tank,
and how?
Ah, that did it.
Yeah, look at this gun. The butt's cracked. Them Heinies have got skulls made of iron, I swear.
Never mind that now. Come on, we'll take his equipment.
Okay.
Grab his rifle. I'll take the pistol in his belt.
Hey, look what's here. A bag of hand grenades. What a haul.
Have you got the extra clips for the rifle?
Yeah.
Okay, that's enough. Let's get out of here.
Listen.
Soldiers, coming through the woods.
Holy cow.
Quick, cross this clearing. Run for it.
But they'll see us.
Well, they'll walk right into us. Here, come on.
Right.
Look, just ahead. Three cars parked on the road. Make for them. And don't trip now.
Don't worry, I won't.
They haven't seen us yet.
They must be walking with their eyes shut.
Oh, look out here.
Tank, watch it. Guard by the cars.
Oh,
yeah. See if you can hold a slug, honey. Got rid of him.
Yes, but now the others have spotted us. Step on it, Tank.
We ain't slowing down none.
Okay, here are the cars. Quick, get in this one.
Right.
Now, get off the other side.
What?
Don't stop to ask questions. Hurry.
But I don't get it.
Now we'll see if we can't trick them.
Hey, Harbo, what are you staying in the car for?
Stick that rifle into the back and fire through the car at the Nazis.
I don't get it.
Shut up and do as I tell you.
Okay, okay.
Good thing they left the key in the ignition. Here goes.
Harp, they're coming out of the woods into the clearing. A whole mess of them.
Come on, baby. Catch hold. That's the way to do it.
Harp, we're crying out loud.
All right, now get clear, Tank. Drop behind the other cars.
Yeah, but ain't you coming?
Of course. Are the front wheels headed straight?
Yeah, they are.
Okay, now. Car in first gear. Brake release. Throttle out all the way. Clutch in. Gangway, jumping out.
Pop, are you okay?
Yes, keep down, Tank. Don't let them see you.
Holy cow, look at the Heinies. They're turning the other way, chasing the car.
Exactly what I wanted them to do.
Oh, sure. What a dope I am. You started the car, opened the throttle on the dashboard, and sent it rolling down the field, and they think we're in it.
We're in luck, Tank. The car is riding straight across to the other end.
Yeah, but it's heading for them trees. There it goes.
The gas tank went up. Come on now, Tank. It's time for us to beat it.
And how? Hey, look. The Heinies are all standing around the burning car.
They think we're in it, but they'll find out the truth soon enough. And we've got to use this brake to make tracks. Come on, we'll run for it.
I'm with you.
Escaping the Nazi trap by a ruse, Hop and Tank strike out on their own, heading north toward the coast. Hours later, Tank voices the first complaint.
Gosh, Hop, how far are we going to walk tonight? My dogs are barking something fierce.
No, Tank. So am I. I want to take advantage of the darkness. Get away from Shaftesheim as far as we can.
Well, ain't this far enough? We must have walked 10 miles at least.
Every step increases our chances. I'll start looking for a good place to hole up now. The sky's getting streaky. Dawn will be breaking in a little while.
Gosh, I don't see where we're going to hide around here. country's all flat like a pancake.
Swing over to the road. They may find something there.
The road? There'll be honey patrols coming along all the time.
Wait. Look there.
Huh? What?
That culvert under the road. That's for us.
Don't look too cozy, but any port in a storm.
The opening is screened by bushes. I'll be pretty well covered. Okay, here. Crawl it.
You. Something must have died in here. It smells awful.
We'll have to stand it. Don't go too far in. It'll be damp in the middle.
All we need now is a good heavy rain, and we'll have running water down our necks.
All right. This is far enough. Sit down and make yourself comfortable.
Are you kidding? Between the stone cellar floor we slept on this afternoon and this darn iron pipe, I'm getting blisters.
Next time we start out on a mission like this, we'll bring feather pillows along.
Next time we don't start out, period.
Oh! What's the matter? Your wound acting up?
Oh, it's okay. Only the side of this darn pipe curves too much. Can't fit my back against it. There. Hey, Hop, where are we, anyhow?
I'm just trying to find out.
You got a map?
Yes, one Stein gave me.
Oh.
Let's see now. Yes, Schaftesheim. We should be northwest of it somewhere. Here's a road.
The one we're under?
It must be. It's the only main road marked here.
So where does that put us?
Wait till I figure the mileage. We're 75 miles away from Berlin, approximately.
Yeah?
And at least 450 miles from the English Channel.
450 miles?
Yes, Tank. 450 miles through enemy country before we can reach Allied territory.
The boys stare at each other grimly without uttering a word. They're thinking of the tremendous journey ahead of them, the hazards of travel through enemy-held land, and they wonder if they can possibly make it. England, their goal, seems beyond human endeavor. There's going to be excitement en route, so don't miss it. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves. And now, before we say so long until tomorrow, just a word about you fellows who are soon going to be 17 years old. The opportunity for you to join the United States Army Air Force's enlisted reserves is still open to 17-year-olds who can meet the physical and mental requirements. Membership in the Air Force Enlisted Reserves makes certain that you will have a chance to become an air cadet when you reach draft age. It gives you a chance to finish your high school course, provides preliminary aviation education, permits you to wear the winged emblem of the Enlisted Reserve Corps, and gives you that proud feeling of being a member of America's Armed Forces. For more detailed information, apply at your local induction center. Remember, America needs fire!
CX-4 to control tower. CX-4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX-4. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All American Comics magazine and is heard Monday through Friday at this same time over this same station. This is the Blue Network.